In some people, too much sodium makes the body hold on to excess fluid. That pushes up blood pressure and puts an extra burden on the heart. The thing is, lots of the food that Philly loves is full of salt. Just stop by one of the food trucks near Independence Hall.
Can you tell me what's on the hoagie?
Capicola, Genova salami, provolone cheese, and ham.
A typical hoagie, 12-inch hoagie, with all the usual fixins, so cold cuts, cheese, mayo, other things, that has more than a day's worth of salt.
Giridhar Mallya is Philadelphia's health policy director. He says most of the sodium we eat comes from food prepared by someone else.
Sweet peppers, what else?
No mustard, no ketchup, no.
Yellow mustard and a little ketchup.
We need folks in the city to know where their salt is coming from, whether it's a chef in a restaurant or whether it's a big food company that has processed and packaged something for you.
Last summer, a panel of scientists studied the links between salt and health and came up with no evidence, no benefits or harms to lower the current recommended daily dose.
The message that got sent, I think, to a lot of people was, oh, we can eat as much salt as we want and it'll be fine.
Mallya says that's the wrong message, because most of us eat way more than the current recommended level, even if you don't eat hoagies or pizza or Chinese takeout.
The average American eats about 3,400 milligrams of salt per day.
That equals about 1.5 teaspoons, and that's a lot more than the 1,500 to 2,300 milligrams of sodium that federal officials suggest for good health. Of course, some people don't agree with federal health officials. Morton Satin speaks for the salt industry and is known online as the salt guru.
Legend has it, he was born from the sea, used a salt shaker as a baby rattle, and hated the taste of broccoli until it was sprinkled with those magic crystals.
He's a food scientist with the trade group, the Salt Institute. Consuming extremely high or low levels of salt is a problem for health. But beyond that, Satin says the science on salt is far from settled.
Some bland bureaucrats go ahead and select a couple of numbers, 1,500 to 2,300 milligrams sodium. It's not based on any physiological evidence.
He says consider the heart health and the long life of people who eat a Mediterranean diet. That way of eating includes lots more vegetables, salads, olive oil, but...
This is the little dirty secret of the Mediterranean diet that nobody's ever mentioned, that their salt content or the salt intake is almost 40% higher than the American salt intake.
It's a matter of balance, he says, not demonizing any one thing, be it sugar or fat or salt.
We don't eat a bag of nutrients. We eat foods.
Smell and taste researcher Gary Beecham says as humans, we evolved in an environment without much salt.
We ate mostly plants and fruit, and there wasn't much salt there, and we need sodium for our bodies, so we developed a special mechanism to detect it and to make it delicious.
Fast forward to modern times, and lots of our food is saturated with salt. A few years ago, Beecham was among scientists who recommended that the government change the rules and force food makers to reduce the salt that they put in food.
Hi, Chef Bob here at the Cook with Campbell Kitchen. On the menu today is low-sodium beef and barley soup, using our ready-to-use, no-salt-added beef broth.
There doesn't seem to be any plans to regulate salt, but the Food and Drug Administration may set some guidelines and ask all food companies to make some voluntary changes. Beecham says a gradual approach is best.
The idea of asking companies or restaurants to just cut the salt out is hopeless. They discovered that they can't advertise it because when people see the advertisement, low salt, they just immediately think, not going to taste good.
Salt balances out the bitterness of food and has lots of uses beyond taste. It can help preserve freshness, color, even the texture of food, which makes it even more valuable to food makers.
Compared to, say, even a few hundred years ago, salt is incredibly cheap. It's the cheapest ingredient they can put in food, with the exception perhaps of water.
So back to Philly. Who really needs to shake the salt habit? And who are health experts most worried about? Policy Director Giridhar Mallya says the city's campaign was especially designed to speak to people with high blood pressure, people at risk for stroke, and African Americans.
African Americans are more salt sensitive, meaning that even a half teaspoon more of salt per day can increase the blood pressure of African Americans on average by 6 to 9 points, whereas it might only be 3 to 6 points among Caucasians.
About 40% of Blacks in the U.S. have high blood pressure, which is often a precursor to heart disease, kidney disease, and stroke. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.